Hi folks, welcome to my show CineGenie. This is your host Cine Savish. At CineGenie, we create, dissect, churn and teach film content. It could be of concepts or it could be of filmmaking, etc. Today's topic is tips for how to best approach an indie film budget. We'll learn about the importance of a film budget and best approach. What are the categories in it? How do you channelize money into four major components of filmmaking, which are pre-production, production, post-production and distribution. A film budget is a statement in which you set aside money for each stage of filmmaking by factoring in all costs and potential uncertain expenses. A well-versed budget gives you a critical overview of all departments, thereby rendering crystal clarity, and it also that aids in decision making. For example, how much do you need to set aside for star talent? What are the largest unavoidable expenses? What can you get for free? Buying or renting the gear? Budgeting process starts by breaking things down into four major components as aforementioned. So 10% of your budget goes into pre-production, 35% into production, 35% into post-production, and remaining 20% of your budget into distribution and marketing. Knowing the needs of these components would keep you proactive and organized. Pre-production. Pre-production comprises of all items that must be addressed in the initial phase of your production. Your budget will account for items such as location scouting, insurance, office expenses, courier services, script fees, cast director rate, other petty expenses, etc. If you're shooting a low budget film, this stage will be the cheapest with a budget no more than 10%. Second, production. For films of all scales, production phase is often where most amount of money is spent because of unavoidable expenses. High budget items like location permit, paying your cast and crew, gear rentals, insurance, etc. consume your budget. Other followers like catering, transportation, lodging, makeup, cast and crew costs should be under the money radar. I insist some creativity if the budget is on shoestring, like sponsorships or partnerships for catering. Setting aside a contingency fund or miscellaneous fund would be a smart move to address cases of unforeseen expenses like additional gear or a repair. Regardless, allocate 35% of budget to the actual shoot of the film. Post-production. Irrespective of presence of VFX or action, designate good portion of the budget to post-production also. If you wastefully economize, your film progress will be paralyzed and used production budget would go for a toss. These funds will be channeled into wallets of colorist, editor, composer, sound designer and the post team. In addition to that, stock footage, music licensing and deliverables like a DCP for festival screenings must be considered. The final and major component, distribution and marketing. Most of the indie filmmakers seldom allocate money in pushing out final masters of film into the world. Publicity and marketing is as important as any aspect of filmmaking. It's a big leapfrog. Crafting a master plan to reach the audience is very important. Employing cost-efficient and time-saving options like pitching it to bloggers, film influencers, and other publications would promote and reach a larger audience. There are some marketing elements to account for, like screening at various theaters, website for your film, local ad campaigns, film festival applications, hiring publicists or film marketing agents. Other social media outlets like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn and Vimeo could be promotion partners. Remember to allocate 20% of budget to this phase, and across all phases, be smart and organized. We are done with the basic film framework now. Come on to my channel and stay in the loop by smashing the like button, following, subscribing to it across all social media handles. This is Cine Savish signing off from CineGenie.